Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sci-Fi Party Line. This is your hostess, Kat, and I have a special guest with me today. Her name is Kim.
Hello, everyone.
I met Kim on Twitter, and she loves Second Life just like I do. So the second biggest thing that we have in common is Lost.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So how long have you watched Lost?
Since the very, very beginning, I've been addicted always.
Well, tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from? Or do we not want to talk about that? Or
no, that's fine.
What do you do?
I'm from Delaware, and I run a company in Second Life called Sandcastle Studios, and we basically do content creation and social media, kind of interactive stuff, so... That's basically where I spend most of my time, and then, you know, when I'm not addicted to Lost and trying to analyze everything.
What made you start watching the show? What brought you in?
Okay, well, I was actually dating this guy, and I thought the show was going to be stupid, and he insisted that it was going to be the best thing ever. And so he kind of forced me to watch it, and I kind of groaned through, like, the first four episodes. And then I was addicted and had to go back and rewatch them because I didn't pay good enough attention. And since then, I've probably rewatched the whole show, like, between off seasons, like, a gazillion times, and now I'm totally addicted. And now I have a new boyfriend, and I've gotten him addicted. So I guess it was
great.
The chain of love.
That is the best Lost story. Oh my goodness, that's brilliant. Lost for me, I don't know, I just saw it advertised on Sci-Fi Channel, and I was like, ooh, sci-fi, must watch, and then that was it. And then the way they wrote the story, they never answered any damn questions, so...
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, they just...
Still,
a
never.
Constant tease, oh my goodness. So let's talk about this crazy premiere. What the hell is going on with this island? Why does the island need all of the people back? Why? What?
I don't know.
Your insight? I don't know.
And I'm confused because, like, do they not need... I'm assuming Jin's alive. So I'm assuming he's alive. He doesn't have to come back and Walt doesn't have to come back, but they were on the plane. But now, like, Jack and Saeed and Kate and everybody, they all have to come back. So I'm confused.
I am confused because what about Anna Lucia? A crazy shirtless guy from Africa with the stick. What was his Mr. Echo? About him?
Right, and then I'm confused. Are they dead? Are they ghosts? Are they alive because it's different time? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, this time travel, I don't know. I think, I wonder if the time travel is connected to, connected to them needing to come back to the island to stop it? Or does Ben just need to unwind that little circle time travel thingy?
Right. I don't know. And then is Ben allowed to come back to the island? Because I thought they originally said that when he moved to the island. And that's the other question. Is the island moved or is it just changing in time? Why did it disappear if it's still there but in different times? But
that's another question.
But is Ben even allowed to come back to the island? Because originally they said once he quote-unquote moved to the island that he couldn't never come back. But now he's coming back? Or
you
he's
remember
just bringing
that
them back?
I totally forgot about that. I forgot about that. I wonder if he die or what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then I'm not sure because, like I said, I'm not sure if they're ghosts or they're alive now because different times or whatever. So I'm like, is Locke going to come back to life or is he dead? Because
they said, like, they need to get him back to the island.
Right, and they said to do that, he'd have to die. So I'm like, is he really dead or is he, like, fake dead?
That's my main question is, he's in the casket. They're trying to put him in the meat market, in the freezer or whatever. They have this set time limit. Is he, like, in some zombified, took some of that zombie medicine or something, and he's going to come back alive on the island, or he needs the island, or the island is an antidote. I'm frustrated now.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. And I'm confused about, like, who's on what team. Like, Saeed said that he worked for Ben in the episode.
Right.
And that's why Hurley can never listen to him and he has to do the opposite. So I'm like, I guess they had a falling out or something and he's not on Team Ben anymore. But Ben, I don't know, I was kind of almost on Ben's side for a little while. But then, I don't know, he's really shady in that, like, now Saeed doesn't trust him. And now, like, somebody has to watch John's body because is something going to happen to his body, or like, who's going to take his body? And then, like, there's all these people, like, who's after Hurley and Saeed, and who's after even Sawyer and what's her name? Like, they had people after them on the islands, like back on the island.
Well, no,
and, like,
back on the island when they were. I think back on the island. Sorry about that. I think back on the island, the people that was chasing them were people back in time who didn't realize that. They don't know what's going on. So they're in Lost circa year one or something, or okay. Island circa year one, and they're just settling on the island. Like, who are these people? Where they come from? And so they're like people right. in the past. That's what I got from that.
Okay, that makes a little bit of sense. I could go with that. Okay. And then, like, who figured out that Aaron is not Kate's kid and now wants this test done?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody, Whitmore? Because Whitmore is, but he just doesn't seem that mean. You know, I don't get his motivation and everything.
I'm not sure about that either. The other thing that really stuck out to me that I was really confused by was in the very, very beginning when the Dharma Initiative guy was feeding his baby. I was like, wait, did they have that baby on the island? Because there's that whole, like, you can't have kids on the island thing. So, like, you can't have babies. Like, the mother always dies. So I'm like, did he bring the baby there? Was it born there? Was that a different time? And then how did Faraday get in the tunnel? Is he working for them? Did he just time travel and he's like sneaking in? I have way more questions than I have answers. I don't think I've answered anything in this whole podcast yet.
I think he time traveled. I totally think he time traveled. I absolutely believe that because of the way he was looking and then that did not want to interfere with anything. So I think he was just checking it out.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, but then he had like his whole little thing, and I think the guy called him Joe, and I think it said that on a shirt. I wasn't paying that close attention to that, but I think that happened. It might just be a figment of my imagination too. But
you never know with this show. You can't trust your.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that Hurley messes up their plans because he's going to be in jail.
Right, and he told his mom about the lie.
His mom did not truly believe him because it sounds so crazy. And do you know that he wrapped up the whole, you know, five seasons of Lost in that one sitting? It was just like, oh, he explained the whole show in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just, and I was like, I can't believe we're watching this crap, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
What I did not get about the island and the skipping, if Ben... whatever he did to the island is like a record skipping. Why isn't the episode more like Groundhog's Day in a time loop than traveling to different spots in time on the island? I don't get that. I don't understand how if this is the writer said, no, this is definitely not a science fiction show, but then they have the time travel. I'm not getting it.
Yeah, which is apparently obviously going to be a big part of the story. I hope it's going to be part of the explanation. I'm still concerned that the show is going to end completely. Like, season 6 is going to be done, and I'm still going to have no clue what happened on the friggin' island. I'm a little concerned, but I feel like that's going to be, like, the answer to a lot of questions of how things happen or how it could happen or how... I'm still waiting for how the polar bears got there.
I thought the polar bear thing was explained because Ben went down to that little tunnel, and it was frozen, wasn't it? It was frozen, and so I think maybe a polar bear escaped from there. That's good. I like that.
I like that, but I don't understand. But
do you have any explanation about Claire?
No, and that's one of the other things that I wish they had put more on, because I've spent the whole, like, huge gap. Like, I guess I needed something to do to fill my, like, non-Lost time. So I've spent my time trying to figure out who Jacob is, and that wasn't addressed, like, at all.
Oh, yeah!
Because I was really, that was like a big question for me. Like, everything on the island, I felt like I could have theories as to how it could happen. Like, maybe it was like this, or it was kind of like this, or I could guess, you know, this is how they're going to do it, or wrap it up. And that was one that I couldn't figure out at all. Who is Jacob? And then I was really confused. I thought that maybe it was a couple of people, but then when they had Claire and Jack's dad be Jacob, and then she was sitting there, and she was missing, and is she dead? Is she alive? And then I'm just confused. Does the time travel apply to her? Is she back in time? I don't know what's up with Claire.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I thought Jacob would have been the guy that was wheeling Locke in the wheelchair in the hospital because he was all mysterious and weird. He was like a Haitian black guy who's really dark, not Mr. Echo, but it was, do you know this guy that I'm talking about? You know,
I know who you're talking about. Cause I used to watch another show that he was on too.
So yeah, he's on Fringe right now. He's on Fringe.
Yes, he was on Fringe and I watched him on The Wire. I loved that show.
So. Oh, okay.
So that's how I remember him. Otherwise, I probably would have forgot about him by now. Because when it first happened, I still can't remember that guy's name, Neil. I was like, who is Neil again?
Wait, who is Neil again? Who's Neil?
Neil was the guy who, like, I guess died in the episode, who was, like, I guess the Froger, like, frozen yogurt guy.
Oh, that guy. Froger.
So, but I actually went back after last night because I was like, where did this Neil guy from? Because I feel like I've seen him before, but I couldn't remember who he was. Right. And apparently, like, we have seen him, like, 8 times before.
Really doing
what?
And
just, like, little tiny random scenes. Like, he supposedly helped spell out the SOS, but then quit doing it. And then he was one of the people that, I don't remember now. There was, like, a bunch of, like, little scenes that he was in, like, throughout the show. And I guess he just became, like, the red shirt because he apparently was wearing the red shirt in this episode. So, I guess that's... That was his role. So, but at first I was like, why are we focusing on this new guy? Who is he? Where did he come from?
Yeah, I didn't remember him.
I was confused because we were introduced to that new girl whose name I don't remember right this second either, who was like the butcher in the store that,
Right.
That
who
he was
is that lady?
Of, like, was she one of the others or is she just like, you know, on Ben's team now? Like, and then he asked about 2 other people if they had like checked in or whatever, and I didn't know who they were either.
What about the old mysterious lady in the cloak? I don't remember her.
Yeah, she has been in a bunch of episodes. She has always predicted the future. She was, I think her biggest role was with Desmond, like when he went to buy the ring for Penelope. She was like the woman in the store.
Right.
And I was confused then if she worked on the store or not because they went and like ate and he told her about like the future and stuff like that. And then she was also in the picture of when he worked at that, I don't remember, it was like a monastery or whatever, and like the head father brother guy, there was a picture on his desk and she was in it.
Oh my God.
So I remember her from that. And I think she's been in a couple other pieces that she has to, like, she seems to know stuff about like the future of the characters or what's going to happen to them. So I have to figure that she's somehow wrapped up in this time thing. But then after the episode, when Daniel said, when he told Desmond, Daniel Faraday, to go to the college and find his mother. And then at the very end, like, she was there, and I was like, I wonder if that's his mother.
That's okay. Yeah, because I wondered that, but I couldn't remember who she was.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't figured out her character, who she is, but I'm starting to think that maybe she's Daniel's mother.
Okay. I like that.
They have different names. He's Faraday, she's Hawking. But, I mean, that happens, right?
That's brilliant. Oh, my God, this show is so ridiculous.
I know.
I
have just thousands of questions after yesterday. I mean, I'm super excited. I can't wait
for
the whole season. But at the same time, like, I'm like, did I get any answers? Like... The only answer I got is why they have to go back to the island was apparently to stop this record-skipping time problem that they've created now.
But the thing is that the record, they felt drawn back to the island prior to that because Jack was like, oh, I need to go back. Hurley got visitations from ghosts. Oh, y'all need to go back or blah, blah.
Right.
So, man.
And then they said that everything, Ben told him that everything bad that happened, because he was like, what happened to you, or like, what happened to me, and he was like, it's because you left. But I'm like, I don't understand how them leaving, I don't even understand how them coming back is going to stop the island from skipping. I guess they're, I don't know.
Maybe they're anchors. They're anchors in time. Pulled that out of my ass. I don't know.
I need to, I guess I wish I was more of, like a science fiction geek, so maybe I'd have some, like, time travel theories, but...
I am, and I don't.
Okay. That makes me feel better. I feel like maybe if I had watched more stuff like this, previously, I'd have...
No, it will not help you at all.
Okay.
At all, so don't feel bad. Oh man, so I don't know. I really enjoy seeing Anna Lucia.
Yeah. Although I thought it was kind of funny that she said, don't get arrested, and she, well, they never said she was kicked off the show because of her DUIs, but, so I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, well, I don't know. Okay, so did we, what did they say was going to happen next week?
Basically, it's just, yeah, I don't remember too much either. I'm still so wrapped up in what happened this week.
Yeah,
I still need to go back and watch it, like, at least once more to catch all the stuff that I missed.
I can only handle the episodes once. And because I know if I watch them again, I'll catch something, but it's going to piss me off because I still won't know what's going on. Look, you've watched them like two, three times each and you still don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. But I did catch little things, and one of the interesting things about going back was when I told you, like, my new boyfriend, I got him addicted. I had to go back because he started just recently, so I went back over the summer and watched, like, every episode from the beginning. Right. And now that you know all of these things, it's funny how, like, way back in the beginning they gave you these clues that you didn't know were there, like when I think it was Sun thought she was pregnant, mm-hmm. and she tries to get a pregnancy test, it was like the Whitmore pregnancy test, which at that time none of us knew who Charles Whitmore was, but now it's like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. So like you see a bunch of like these little clues that you didn't know, even like even if you saw them you wouldn't uh-huh. have known that it was a big deal. Also, like way back in the beginning when they introduced like the Dharma Initiative, uh-huh. they said like this person funded the Dharma Initiative and it was just a shadow, but I think that maybe it was Charles Widmer. He was like short and gray and tiny, so I'm like, I wonder if he's behind the whole, and I'm still not like Vince, what is the Dharma Initiative? Were they doing good things? Were they doing bad things? Were they just doing experiments? Like
right.
I'm
And then how did Whitmore and Ben get together, and why is this little rivalry going on with these guys?
Yeah.
What is going on with Ben and Whitmore? Why is he faking plane crashes? Why?
Right.
I mean, the plane why that plane?
He figures that he, quote-unquote, owns the island or wants it because it has this, you know, whatever mysterious power. Maybe the island can do a bunch of things that we don't even know about it yet. Cause
but it's an island. It's an island. Unless it's some sort of alien ship that had growth on it, and it
right.
looks like an island, then okay, yeah. But
there's all those things, like, Jin and Sun couldn't get pregnant, but they could on the island. And that one chick's cancer got cured, and John Locke can walk again. So there must be some properties on the island. I keep wanting to believe that it has something to do with, like, magnetism. But I don't know where I'm getting
that's good.
But I'm like, I wonder if somehow, like, there's these, like, magnetic vibes.
Well, they do have Dharma Initiative, and that's, like, some hippy-dippy New Age stuff. So I guess, I hope nobody kills me for saying that. But anyway.
I know.
Get an haircut, hippie. I know. I bought some crystals in my life, yeah. But I don't know what's going to go on here. I still don't have a clue. There's still questions. Plane. I don't understand how that particular plane at that particular time, he decided not to push the button. And how does all of that fit together? That seemed like such an accident. Because he, stopped pushing the button on a whim. He was just pissed off, you know?
Right, so, and then I didn't understand because it seemed like they were all, like, led to get on that plane. Like, you know, how Claire went to that psychic and he was like, you have to leave. And, like, it feels like something pulled them, each and every one of them, specifically to that plane and for it to crash on the island. But then it kind of is like it was an accident because he didn't push the button and it drew it in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so maybe it was like, I guess maybe it's this huge destiny and they were meant to get on the planes and go to the island and he was just meant not to push the button that day.
I don't know. Oh man. So I am going to look forward to next week. I hope.
Me too.
And the whole season. Is this supposed to be the last season?
There's one more after this.
Oh no. Two more years of my life.
I know, right? Just fan-wise
thinking. So that means they have.
I'm a much bigger dork in that I'm going to watch the episode again.
Well, I think I need to watch.
To know.
I totally forgot that the second episode was going to air. I thought it was just going to be the recap and right. the new one. But then there was a second hour, and I was, oh, my God, I forgot about this, and I was sleepy, and I wasn't paying attention. So, yeah, I'll watch that one again.
Yeah. But I don't understand how they can recap it. Like, I watched the recap, too, but it was just basically, like, an introduction of characters. Because how can you recap what has happened on the show? Like, you would have to, like, have, like, a five-hour-long episode to recap that.
I think for, like, no, that you're right. I don't think it could.
Well,
but
I mean,
they'll
I'm
still
sure
have
they
questions.
They did introduce people, but really, if you're joining in season five, like, you need to go back and watch
that
the rest.
True.
Because I don't know that you could pick it up. Like, I don't know. I've watched every episode more than once, and so I don't know what's going on. So I can't imagine if you were, like, just coming into the show now, how you would understand.
Okay, well, wow. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is Lost. You can watch it three or four times. You're still not going to know what's going on.
But you will pick up all the little themes because you have the actual storyline that's always running. And then you have, like, the numbers. Like, I could take me a whole episode just to watch, figure out where the numbers were. Like, last night, I think the only one that I got, and I was super happy because no one else got it. That's how big of a dork I am.
I don't even know.
When he pulled the ticket off the counter at the meeting.
Yes!
Yeah. And it was 342, but the numbers are 23, 42. So if you take the 3 off the 23 and then the 42, it's 342. And then, like, sometimes they don't make sense. Like, I was trying to think of where all the numbers, like, it seems like sometimes they use them, like, just one. Like, they ran through six drills, and 16's a number, but 6 isn't. So I feel like they just, I guess we're pulling the 6 from there. But it's, like, always one of the numbers. And in the very beginning, the clock said 8:15.
My God.
Yeah,
you
so, like,
are...
you could watch the whole episode and just find all the numbers because they're throughout the whole thing. There was one where, like, Sun was going down the elevator and somebody said, like, they were getting on, like, flight, I don't remember now, like, 151 or something. But it was, like, included the numbers.
My God, you are paying attention, and if you don't know...
Yeah. But see, okay, so every episode, you have, like, the actual storyline, then you have the numbers, then you have, like, all the cultural references. Like, everyone was talking about when he pulled the wallet out from, like, the vent that was from No Country for... What is it? No Country for Good Men? Is that what the name is?
Old Men, Old Men.
And right. That there was, like, all these little, like, you know... In every episode, there's all these, like, nuances, like, when... Saeed was unconscious and he put, like, the sunglasses on him, like, Weekend of Bernie's. Like, there's these, like, cultural, like, references throughout the movie. So you could watch the episode 20 times and just be looking for different things, and you're always going to see something different. But if you were watching it just one time through, you're never going to catch, like, all the cultural references, all the numbers, what's going on in the storyline. Like, the mysterious people, like, good luck with that.
Oh, my God, do you write a blog about this? You know so much.
I don't. Oh, I'm just a big dork.
Do you read the blog wikis or anything? I mean, the Lost wikis?
I used to read a blog that had, like, a recap of the episode, and what they would do on that blog was post pictures, and that's what I'd really miss, because sometimes, I don't know if it's just, I don't have, like, you know, the newest high-definitionist television in the world, so I wasn't sure if I was just missing things, but there was a lot of things that when they posted the pictures that I just didn't see on my TV, or maybe it just the frame wasn't, paused there. So I liked looking at the different pictures, because, like, for a while, like, when it first happened, like, the smoke monster, I was like, what was that? So when they actually posted the pictures, because everyone was saying, you know, Mr. Echo saw his past in the smoke monster, and I watched it, like, twice, and I was like, I don't see that.
Well, so what do you mean you saw Echo's past or whatever? I don't understand that. What do you mean you saw it in the smoke? What was it?
It was like, you know how, like, when they say, like, if you were dying, like, falling off a building, your life flashes before your eyes.
Right.
It was, like, just clips or, like, pictures of, like, things that had happened to him, like, when he was a child, and then, like, at the church, and as a priest, and on the plane, and stuff like that. It was, like, in the smoke. But you would have never, like, I watched it twice, and, like, once on slow-mo on my TiVo, and I didn't see it. When I guess someone had, like, these perfect shot pictures, and then I was like, they're photoshopped. But then, like, when I went back, and if you do pause it at the right moment, but I'm like, who has time for this? I don't have time. time for this every time.
Like, oh my goodness. Well, you haven't found a good screen cap website where they just screen cap everything? I know it's some obsessive.
I'm sure that there's a bunch out there.
Nah.
I've looked at them. I did that when I was trying to figure out over the summer who Jacob was.
Oh,
was
the with the smoke and the face and the, I did that. That's where I went and I actually looked at the screen caps because I was obsessed with the chair and there was nothing in the chair and I was really upset. I think I threw my shoe at the TV on that one.
I think that I couldn't tell much from the picture. It's either from the picture, if I'm going by the silhouette, it's either someone I don't know, or I thought that maybe it could be Locke, like if he was really old and balding. Well, I mean, he already is balding, but I was like, I don't know. There's a certain point where you just have to be like, I don't know. Like, I've spent way too much time on this now, back to real life again.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to wait for next week, and you know, maybe if you feel like it, you can come on back next week and we can try to see if we figured something else out about Lost or something like that.
Oh my god.
So guys, this is Kim. Do you have a website or email address or anything you want to, you know, plug before you?
I do. My website is www.changingworldsbuildingdreams.com. And my Twitter is twitter.com/GiannaBorgnine. That's my Second Life alter ego.
All right. I'm going to have to hook up with you, minus Trinity Hartoonian, and I'll have to add you. But I will also put your link in the show notes. And I thank you. Thank you, Kim, for joining me for Lost. I had so much fun. So maybe see you next week if you had time, because you made me giggle.
Okay. All right.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfembot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of fancyfembot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfembot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.